All right, I think I saw this guy at a book group last night, and here he is, bright and early on a Friday morning, August 4th. Jason Cairns, good morning.
Good morning.
How'd you sleep?
I slept well. You know, I got to bed later than I normally do. I left, you know, left the book group, and it was fairly late, and then came home, and there was a thunderstorm brewing in the south, and so stood outside and watched that for a little while, and so I got to bed about an hour later than I normally do, but I slept tight and woke up refreshed.
Yeah, good. So now, we talk about books a lot on this show, and so if I say we're in a book group, I know the ears of our friends, I mean, Marcy and Donna and everybody, I mean, they're going to be, Lauren, they're kind of perking up and going, oh, what book? But it's kind of awkward to say.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So are you going to tell people what it is?
I know I'm playing this kind of game with you. But
yeah.
Who's going to be the one to tell? All right, if I tell, then you're going to explain it?
Sure, I'll try that.
Okay. Yeah. The book's called How to Be a Bad Christian. Now, quick explain why we would be reading that.
Yeah, so it's written by an English priest or vicar, and it's really about how to love deeply and well.
Okay.
It's about following Jesus, not just in name, but in action. And certainly the title is provocative, but it's really, actually I was journaling about it this morning, it's really touching deep things for me. And yeah, I you know, when I first saw the title too, I was like, "Ooh, that's a choice," and, you know. And I think many of us were, but it's really, really good.
I've made it very clear, and I might as well on the radio. I don't like the title, but the book's he's quoting Meister Eckhart, and you know, a well-known saint of Christian history, and different thoughtful things. And so, thank you for that explanation.
Yeah, you know, I would also say, you know, they always say don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
And this is certainly one of those cases where that is the case.
Maybe maybe the classic case. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. Are you going to play the lottery today? More than $1 billion is on the line in the Mega Millions jackpot, $1.2
billion. I've got a good feeling that I could be the one who wins. I probably won't play the lottery. One of the things that I heard from Dave Ramsey years ago is that lottery is for people who can't do math, and or taxes for people who can't do math. You know, there's always something exciting about getting a lottery ticket, but I look at the numbers and the likelihood of winning, and it's next to impossible. So
yeah, I've got the
probably
odds.
Won't.
I've got the odds for you. It's 1 in 303 million, which I just reported on Wogo, and I said that is. That's terrible. Terrible odds for you. So, all right.
But, I mean, when you start looking at things that are more likely than that, it's really quite remarkable.
I don't think I've actually ever played the lottery. So, anyhow, that's just where it is. All right, tell you what, Ecclesiastes today from Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters. The way up is the way down. And in the epilogue, where he's got the Bible in 66 paragraphs, as if the Lord himself was unpacking it, he comes up with this in the story everyone needs to hear. Doing right doesn't always make things go right. Can I hear an amen? That's a difficult lesson to learn. Yeah. It sure is. The spirit of entitlement that loves formulas and control is strong. Mm-hmm. I must lower you into the despair of humility. You are not in control before I lift you into the delights of joy. I am in control, and I am good. My plan is on track. No matter how unhappy you become, never give up. Another great one from Larry.
Yeah, for sure. You know, again, I think he's really that formulaic approach, you know, 10 steps to becoming a better Christian never really worked for him. And, you know, it's really about the movement of the Spirit, and can we get in step with the movement of the Spirit, and that God is doing things that we may not understand at the time.
You know, and the thing was, Larry was such a champion in terms of the hurt and the pain and the difficulty and the hardship. I mean, he would over and over and over point you to in terms of, but the number one thing is you and God, you and God, you and God, right? That relationship with God, which we tend to put everything else in front of.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I was really appreciative of how he would just point us in that direction all the time.
An odd thing is happening. Somebody's actually calling the station here, but I'm a little tied up because I'm on the air with you. So I'm going to let that call go. And you know what? You already read Galatians 5, 7 through 9 yesterday. So let me just, we only did part of your devotional commentary. So we'll head into the weekend this way. And then Twyla Paris, God is in control. You go on to say about those verses, the legalistic ideas that grip you are not from me. Specializing in yes, grace, but messages, legalists plant seeds of doubt and uncertainty spreads like weeds. They say things like, yes, we are saved by grace, but if you cannot get a handle on your swearing, it is probably an indication that you were never really saved. Speaking of provocative. Or, yes, God is gracious, but he is also holy, and the truth is that he rejects those who live immorally. If you cannot get your sexual desires in check, you might want to ask yourself if you are a believer, unquote. Then you begin to doubt yourself and try to practice sin management, not out of love for me, but out of the fear of my wrath. Beloved, there is no more wrath, you write in italics. I fully approve and accept you just as you are. All right, I read that. There's too much there to unpack, but do the best you can.
You know, I think the big message there is we have to remember that we are God's beloved, and that it creates a great life of freedom for us if we can step into that place, freedom and acceptance. And it's hard to remember that message sometimes.
Maybe closing with this, heading into the weekend, that Larry would say, I'm a mess and so are you.
Yep.
And that is before you're saved, while you're being saved, and after you're saved. And yet God is at work in us, as Philippians 1:6 says, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Good enough. We'll see you tomorrow at breakfast.
Sounds good.
There we go.
We'll have a last day of our backpack to school challenge. Thank you so much to Jerome, who called in a pledge for two backpacks earlier. And so by my guess, and again, comm major, not a math major, so giving extra would certainly be welcome. But by my guess, we have six backpacks or $300 left to reach that $300 goal. So only six left to reach that goal that seemed like such a high mountain 1 week ago. Praise the Lord for that. Please help us get there and over the top. And we're hoping to talk to Peggy Halverson, your wonderful wife, live from Liberia in the next 15 minutes or so. And I'm just praying that we would see that $300 plus given before we even talk to her, so we can tell her the goal is met and that we're going beyond it the rest of the day before the Starfish Kids Day tomorrow.
Absolutely. That'd be great. So again, wib.com, click on the banner on top of the page. I need to give still that $100 from yesterday, but you're counting that. I just haven't made the contribution yet. So again, please help us with that. Let's get to 15,000 and beyond. Let's blow past that mark for the 300 backpacks.
That is Jen Johnson, Goodness of God. It's almost 25 past 7, 69 degrees. We are celebrating God's goodness poured out in his generosity through his people as we just hit the goal, Halvo. We just hit the goal.
Wow, how
as
sweet.
Our friend Keith from the Owen Withy area said, I'm going to cover those last four backpacks in honor of my wife, in memory of my wife, Vicky. He said she did a child daycare for 28 years. She was great at it. She loved kids. She loved the kids from Starfish. And so taking us the rest of the way to 300, and now it's just how far can this go?
Well, I am going to make a song request for Keith because I was at her celebration of life, and they played, I'm wanting to say the Cast in Crowns song, I believe, so nobody, I believe. So anyhow, if I'm remembering wrong, Keith, correct me. But I believe she was a fan of that particular tune. So thank you so much, Keith. I hugged him at the last parking lot picnic. So
yeah, so amazing. And then I just see that Troy just gave two backpacks, taking us over and above. Troy gave again from the Holcomb area. Thank you so much.
Three times this week.
So as we hit that goal and go over it, and Lord willing, we'll see it continue to grow. We are connected still, we believe,
yes,
to your wonderful wife, Peggy Halverson, from Liberia, West Africa. Good morning, Peggy.
Good morning, Peggy. We just played Goodness of God from Jen Johnson. We've cleared the 300 mark, 302 backpacks right now. That's over 15,000, more than 5,000 coming to Starfish Kids in Liberia. How about that?
I've got tears in my eyes. I'm standing on the campus of our new school right now. And I'm thinking about the kids in this community that we're going to be able to help because of the generosity of the listeners at home. Are you not hearing
me? Yeah, I'm hearing you, right, in the left headphone. And so tears in your eyes and, on the campus of the new school, right?
Yeah. And, you know, it's a really humble community here. And to be able to add new starfish to our program this year with scholarships to this school and to be able to bless them with backpacks and school supplies and new school shoes, and it's going to just be amazing. It's going to be incredible to be able to make a new outreach in this particular community with this project.
That's a massive number of kids impacted, too, if you're talking about $5,000. And we've been reporting, as you said, every $50 can get two kids these homemade backpacks, school supplies, and shoes. That's a lot of kids impacted.
Yeah. A matter of fact, we will probably extend into the rural. We have a school in the bush that is in desperate need of supplies for their school, and we'll be able to use some of those funds to help the kids in that school too. And that school is in desperate need. So we'll be able to help the kids that we have in the Monrovia area, the city region, and also be able to extend our impact to the rural area as well.
And go ahead, Caleb.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure if Peggy can hear me, just the way we're connected here. But we're just hoping that this will be an encouragement again, both to Peggy and to those working in Liberia, too, that they're cared for and loved by folks thousands of miles away.
No, they are. Like, I was just talking to Rosalind this morning, and I was telling her about this fundraising, and I said, just pray with me that, you know, that the fundraising goes well and that we're able to get these school supplies, and we're already like making a budget and where we can go to go get the notebooks and the pens and the pencils and stuff. And so they will be overwhelmed when I tell them that we reached the goal.
Hmm. And I know you talked about the school in the interior. I believe that's Peleteyama, and that's where things all started with one well repair and a school. And here we are all these many years later, and God's still giving through his people to help the efforts there.
Yeah, I'm really excited to. So next week, I think it will be. No, the week after next is the week that I'll be spending in the interior. Uh-huh. And we'll be meeting with the community there and the school and talking about how to, you know, I need to do some teacher training. They need some curriculum. And just to be able to bring school supplies for the students there will be a huge encouragement to all of them, and also help them to, you know, really invest in education, because a lot of parents just are really, really struggling in the interior.
And we don't need to be done yet. Just because we reached 15,000, Peggy, can you make an appeal for people in these next 90 minutes and throughout this Friday to still go ahead and give sacrificially towards this Backpack to School Challenge?
Absolutely. I mean, we call it the Starfish Program because we can't help everybody. But every donation helps us reach one more kid, two more kids, 10 more kids. And as much as we have, you know, as much donations as we get, we can help that many more children be able to have the supplies that they need to get an education.
There's not a lack of need in Liberia, West Africa. And again, the barriers for children going to school, the fact that Peggy told us when she was here, and it's crazy that she's on the other side of the world now, and she was with us when this started at the beginning of the work week here. But again, if they don't have those right shoes, they can't go. If they don't have the supplies, they can't go. I mean, and it's not just going and you don't have the right things. It's they can't go, from what I understand, cannot go to school.
No, they'll send you home if you don't have the right shoes on.
Yeah, and so, I mean, we literally, friends, we are literally, by the grace of God, able to give to enable children to go to school. And I think that is so, so worthwhile. Yes, to help them get an education, but the most important knowledge that they need to gain is something that hits right in the heart, and that's that Jesus loves you. And that's what happens when we give this way, is we are shouting from the other side of the world, and Peggy helping be the messenger for that, that Jesus loves you. And it's simple. It's three simple words, but it's the heartbeat of everything we do here this week and what we do at the station, is that you are loved, that Jesus loves you. And thank you so much, Peggy, for being all the way over there to help send that message from here in Wisconsin.
And just as we close out this morning, Caleb, the song you played was Goodness of God, Jen Johnson. Peggy, you guys were singing that song this morning.
Yes, Rosalind and I was doing my morning devotions. I usually play worship music, and as soon as that song came on, I heard Rosalind from the kitchen singing it, because it's a song that we play over and over. It's probably one of our favorite Teamwork Africa songs, one that I play on the guitar when I'm here, and We just love that song. And I just, for me, closing, like, our, the name of our school is Imago Dei. It means image of God. And the motto of our school is loving all with the love of Christ. And so we, our mission here at this school is to do just what you said, Caleb. It's to share the love of Jesus with everybody we meet. And especially in a practical way with school supplies, it just, it does, it's everything that we want to do when we're here.
Thank you so much, Peggy. Again, it's so cool that we can talk with your wonderful wife, Havel, on the other side of the world. Peggy, thank you. Thank you for serving, for giving all of yourself to this, to Teamwork Africa. And we're so glad, again, that Teamwork Africa, along with We Care Eau Claire and Valley Vineyard Church, can be benefited. Literally thousands now of children able to be helped, and we're blessed by that.
And I thank God for...
And anybody who would like to pray for me while I'm here, I would certainly appreciate that. It's a really challenging country. It's rainy season. Transportation is difficult. The mosquitoes are really bad. I would just appreciate... I'm going to be here for still a couple more weeks. And just a prayer for our team's protection and safety and good health would be really appreciated.
For sure. Thank you so much, honey. All right. Thanks for checking in here this morning from
Thank
Liberia.
Thank you, Peggy.
All right.
All right. God's grace.
Thank you.
We'll say goodbye to Peggy Halverson. Pretty cool. So we'll get to our Wake Up Show weather update, but that obviously takes precedence as we get the opportunity again to be able to tell Peggy that the goal has been met. And now, I mean, goodness, we've got the rest of the day. We've got, 16 and a half hours left, Havel, to see this grow as big as possible. And again, WWIB.com/backpacks, WIB.com/backpacks. We'll get that special song request on for our friend Keith, who got us to the goal. Troy got us over.
Way to go.
I haven't checked in a little bit, but we'll see if we've gone even further beyond that. Let's see how big this can grow. God is so good. And we're just reflections. We're just reflections of that goodness to the world. We praise him. Havel, I'll leave the honor of setting a challenge for this hour to you, because I know you're going to skedaddle and get the best of the week ready.
You're right.
Too. But what should we say for this final hour of the WIB Wake Up Show? Again, we're going all day with a Backpack to School Challenge. We've hit the goal, but now how far above it can we go? So what are we saying for a goal here for the final 53 minutes and change?
Yeah, let's see. I mean, at the beginning of the week, I took the 4,750 that the business sponsors get. I quadrupled it, and that comes out to exactly 19,000. So that is incredible. So I certainly want to get as close to that as we can. But I mean, what backpack number are we at?
304.
Can we try to get to 320?
320. So yeah. 16 backpacks left to get to 320 by 9 a.m. So there's the challenge. 16 times $50, 16 backpacks. That is $800.
$800.
So 16 backpacks are $800 in the next 52 and a half minutes here. That's the challenge.
I probably could have set it higher, but let's shoot for that.
Shoot for that and go beyond. Thank you so much. We just heard, as we were doing the news and sports, Steve from Coon Valley down the Cooley region gives a backpack, a gift of $50 at WWIB.com/backpacks. Thank you so much to that for that wonderful gift. Steve, again, probably tuning in at 93.7 FM in the Cooley region. Thank you. God bless you for sharing with those in need. Big red bar right at the top of the page, WWIB.com, if you are able to help.
The WIB Wake Up Show, it's been quite a week. It's been a week filled with our Backpack to School Challenge and a little bit more. Let's give it a listen, the best of the week.
Just 5 days left. We started with seven, just 5 days left to try to meet our goal of $15,000 by this Friday to serve children locally and internationally. We're asking if you'd respond. So we're excited to be able to do this again. Last year, it was a wonderful outpouring of support. And so We Care Eau Claire, Valley Vineyard Church, expected to serve over 2,000 children locally. And I was chatting with you a little bit about this at OneFest. We have the opportunity now to expand this, to serve locally, but to serve internationally as well. And it's exciting that we can have a foot in both camps. I mean, God's big enough for all of it.
It went Jerusalem, Judea, and then to the ends of the earth, right?
Yeah. And again, you say a lot of times you hear that from people saying, well, what about children in need here? As we're talking about Starfish Kids in Need in Liberia, and we're saying, yeah, we're going to serve both, but we have the opportunity to do something pretty incredible, God willing, in Liberia with this same amount of money.
Yeah, and it's I'm so excited. And the timing is so just unique because I'm headed to Liberia tomorrow. And our focus will be on our starfish kids, which are the children that we serve who are in the greatest need in Liberia.
So here's the thing. I work with Amy. She's our office manager at the front desk at One Source Imaging. And she had a good observation yesterday where it was August, I guess, July 31st, right? So it's a fine. And she said wherever she went, one, two, three places on Monday, people were like, ah, tomorrow's August. And it was like, she's like, wow, you guys, this is a great day. Enjoy this day. But it was like lots of reactions. It was funny to hear her talking about lots of reactions where people were like, oh, man, summer's almost over. Winter's coming. Boy, Jill from Chippewa Falls, I missed it at 11 before 7 on the listener line at 396-1670, says, James and I will donate $250 for backpacks. Listen to you this morning while working in Detroit. Jill, thank you. That gets us halfway to that goal.
How special is it for those receiving help? What does it mean to them?
5 or 6-year-old, going into first grade, so 6, I would guess, looked at mom and asked what the tags were on the backpack. And she said, well, it's a new backpack. And he had never seen anything new. And that was stunning to me.
We just heard from Julie from Eau Claire, $500 to provide 10 backpacks for 10 children. Thank you, Julie.
Julie, you are awesome.
Though I just got off the call from a listener from up north, but we'll keep her anonymous. But she just said, been walking through some difficult things as a family, some very difficult things. And she said what keeps coming back to her is, he is the God of the impossible, the God of the impossible. And enjoyed some wonderful time on the phone with this wonderful woman of God. And she said, I know what this money's for now, and it's for this cause, for these children. And she is giving $1,000 for an entire classroom of kids to have
kids.
Their backpacks and school supplies, 20 kids, $1,000. I'm not sure if he's up yet, but my little brother, again, if you've seen him, he's not so little, but Wilbert turned 16 years old today, which means he can get that driver's license today.
Yes.
Will, I love him. I love his heart for others, especially, again, people just gravitate to Will, and especially children. He just welcomes people of all ages, but kids love being around him, and again, he's a good teammate, and just praying that he'll continue to just live out his life for Christ in the arena of a lot of different sports and again, school and community. And in honor of him getting that driver's license, here's FFH. You drive, Will. All right. We're celebrating God's goodness poured out in his generosity through his people as we just hit the goal, Halvo. Oh, we just hit the goal.
Wow,
as
sweet.
Our friend Keith from the Owen Withy area said, I'm going to cover those last 4 backpacks in honor of my wife, in memory of my wife, Vicky. He said she did a child daycare for 28 years. She was great at it. She loved kids. She loved the kids from Starfish. And so taking us the rest of the way to 300, and now it's just how far can this go? We are connected still, we believe, to your wonderful wife, Peggy Halverson, from Liberia, West Africa.
We've cleared the 300 mark, 302 backpacks right now. That's over 15,000, more than 5,000 coming to Starfish Kids in Liberia. How about that?
I've got tears in my eyes. I'm standing on the campus of our new school right now, and I'm thinking about the kids in this community that we're going to be able to help because of the generosity of the listeners at home. You know, it's a really humble community here, and to be able to add new starfish to our program this year with scholarships to this school and to be able to bless them with backpacks and school supplies and new school shoes, and it's going to just be amazing. It's going to be incredible to be able to make a new outreach in this particular community with this project.
From earlier this morning on the WIB Wake Up Show from Liberia, West Africa.
Peggy, the best of the week. Yeah. We're local and international and global, just like this backpack to school drive.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much to everyone who has given. Again, we've had a little bit of a lull here, but we're trying to see 13 more backpacks given before 9 a.m., which is now about 3 minutes away. That's $650, Halvo, and maybe that's one person, maybe that's 13 people, somewhere in between $650 to get to that next plateau of 320 backpacks. We praise the Lord for the incredible generosity poured out this week. And Halvo, what I love about this is when I look at all the lists of those who have given, uh-huh, we've had gifts from $10 all the way up to $1,100.
Yeah, incredible.
And it's just, thank you. Thank you for being moved by this. Doesn't matter what you give. the heart behind it, that you care about those in need and care enough to give from what God's given you to supply the needs of those who would otherwise go without. So thank you. You know I love this song from Ben Rector. I think it's a great way to end the week. Maybe there'll still be somebody, even as Ben sings here, that'll go to WWIB.com, that red bar at the top of the page to help. This is called, quite simply, Thank You.
Thanks for the sunrise. Thanks for the night sky. Thanks for the deepest blue in my daughter's eye. And thanks for the weekend. Thanks for a good friend. Thanks for in the high life again. Makes me feel alive. It's been too long since we sat down and talked this way. But life is hard, sometimes I don't know what